preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are, folks. This is Kelso, and you're tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on Tuesday, July 11th, 7/11/2017, and I think I'm going to go back to a speech. I think Donald Trump's speech, was it on 7/7/17, or was anyway, we're going to listen here in just a moment for a few seconds to what Donald Trump had to say in Kaczynski Square in Warsaw. This isn't getting played by the lamestream legacy media at all. They want to pretend this didn't happen, and they want to make stories like this go away by covering them up, by spoiling them with their own made-up stories, as they are doing today with the Donald Trump Jr. story. Another, I like Ted Cruz's phrase, a nothing burger. They throw Paul and George here with us. Let me first greet our co-host, Paul. Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to.
And George there on the East Coast?
For sure.
Yeah, I'll come back to both of you gentlemen after just this introductory word. What the Breitbart points out today in a great article, I'll go to that in a moment. They point out that a pattern has now emerged. It's really clear. Every time Donald Trump has a magnificent victory, the next morning or that evening, the legacy press, TV, media cabal has a bomb to throw, primed and ready. They toss their bomb, and it doesn't matter whether it's a made-up nothing burger, but they toss it in order to do what? Get Donald Trump's and our people's victory off the airwaves, get it off the front page, and thereby control the narrative. They've been doing this all of our lives. The problem is, even astute observers like the folks here hosting this show, even we didn't notice it as clearly as it is now evident. So let me just play for a moment, just a few seconds of this Donald Trump. Before we do that, let me say, you can call in. Join us at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you know what I may do, Paul and George? Let me consult with you here on this question. Some radio hosts have a practice of saying, look, if you want to call in with a contrarian or sourpuss phone call, we'll have a sourpuss hour, or we'll take calls from the opposition. I wonder if we might do that here, and this would be so that Paul and George, that we don't have to have a sort of a lottery going here with the phone calls. Wondering, I love it. Last night when we had to, George said it right. Said, help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. And she did. Anyway, I'm just considering that. We might do that. If somebody out there.
James, no less than G. Gordon Liddy used to do that. When he'd get all fed up, he'd say, okay, Thursday, it's just going to be Now, all you lefty pinks out there, you call me up and we'll just spend my whole 3 hours screaming and yelling because I got, you know, more important things to do. And Limbaugh does that from time to time, too.
Yes.
But it's more irritating when, you know, the bombs being thrown are by people who ostensibly are on our side.
Well, yeah, and of course that, yes. But anyway, I might go that route. Because, and here's one reason, folks. I was making this point to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, love you, brother. If you're out there with your latest negative thought, you know, when he called up the other night to say, what was his problem? It was a problem with, was it Jared Kushner again? Jared Kushner.
I guess
again.
Maybe the daughter, too.
Yeah, well, I couldn't imagine a happier week for somebody ostensibly who claims to support Trump, but maybe doesn't, claims to value the great friendship between America and Russia. There's never been a better week. Folks, in all of American history, no better week in terms of a brotherhood between America and Russia than the week we just lived through. And I'm gonna break to that story in just a moment because the polls have a reaction to that today also. That's wonderful, the Polish government. So here's my point. If Bill couldn't extract just a moment of optimism, a moment of happiness or praise for Donald Trump out of that most magnificent week, then to me, that's just, you know, that's convincing proof that nothing could ever make this man happy. So the...
James, you know, I'm going to follow
it's an exercise.
Up just a tad.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we have one of my all-time favorite newspapers. I mean, they threw that gauntlet up 18 months ago and gone, let's get something straight. You know, even though we're patriots or white nationalists, whatnot, we utterly hate Donald Trump. We think he's a worthless piece of excrement. We're not going to ever give him any fair shrift. You know, and this is from our side. And it's made me to the point where, you know, I just don't read anymore because if you're going to, on our side, if you can really say that Donald Trump is a worthless phenomenon, and it's much like our discussion the other night, and I'm going to touch on that because there's lots and lots of discussion on this network, even on this show and other shows and in other white nationalist networks. There's plenty of time to talk about 100% of your time belly aching about Jewish domination. It's not that it doesn't exist, but this show is called The Trump Phenomena. We don't have time to beat up all the rabbis in the world and undo all of the disasters of the last 700 years or, you know, take the Rothschilds over the woodshed because we don't have time. And that's why it's called The Trump Phenomena. On Sunday, our American Freedom Party report has a little time to, I guess, you know, delve into it a little bit more deeply. But you're right, James, that, you know, we spent, you know, 40 minutes of the show pulling away stuff. I mean, we all know what the story is with that, but we need to carry on with tactics right now. We have Donald Trump in the White House. It's never going to happen again. It hasn't happened before. That's why this show is the Trump Phenomena. That's all I have to say.
Well, I really agree with George entirely on this, and maybe it is a good idea to devote, hey, say half an hour on the 3-hour Sunday show. You know, let's make it 5:30 to 6 or whatever time you designate. I don't think any of us has a problem with disagreement.
No, we don't.
Even all three of us see eye to eye on everything, but this is the Trump phenomenon. And, you know, if you want to talk about chewed off foreskins, I'm not sure that really, it's really not on topic. Just like if you want to talk about chemtrails.
Well, and Paul, let me connect your dot with George's dot with the dot we began with, and that's this. Notice, folks, that the strategy of the legacy press is change the subject. Donald Trump has great victory after great victory. They don't want that to be the subject because if people get it that's happening, this thing's going to take off like a rocket ship. And so they change the subject. They have the some negative story, something sourpuss, something bad. Donald Trump, had a meaningless conversation with a meaningless woman on a on no subject at all. But that's now the front page of the New York Times. In other words, that's a way of killing the victory. And so we don't want to engage in that ourselves. We don't want to be dragged into that. Now, let me just for fun here, and I'm going to give you something really encouraging, folks. So let me show you how the grown-ups in Poland, okay, maybe a more grown-up civilization than the one we've got going in our public press and so on here in America, they have their reaction to what happened in Poland and with Putin the next day. And this was a grown-up reaction. But here, let me go just for fun to get the levity back. Here we go. This is the clip I wanted yesterday, George and Paul, as Rhonda. Rhonda, thank you for that call you gave us. And here's the feeling that you evoked.
Rhonda, you look so fine.
Look so fine.
And it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda. Okay, I'll fade that out.
And, I love having my Brian Wilson fix here tonight.
Absolutely.
James. That's
and
good
of course,
stuff.
I'm glad I got to it. I wanted that last night. Well, I think we really should, I think we're open to other points of view, but they should be on topic, really.
Paul, I love a fist fight. I love a fist fight. I'm with Steve Bannon. Recent quote about Steve Bannon was, he loves the fight. He absolutely does love the fight. And Donald Trump loves the fight. And so I'll have a bell here on the desk and ding, and then we'll get into the ring with whoever wants to say something negative, whoever wants to talk about Jared Kushner and how much they hate him or something. We'll go in and we'll put on the gloves, and the audience, they enjoy that actually. And I think we'll win every round, folks. But the point is we'll have some control over, we won't let that spoil the overall positivity of the most miraculous thing that has ever happened to any of us in our political lives. And I love that question I was going to ask Charles in Long Island. Charles, if you want to call back, name some person who's done more for you to save you, your family, and your friends and your future than Donald Trump. Name it. I want a name of a person who's done more than Donald Trump to save your family. Person in political life, leadership, whatever, artist, a human being. Let's go to Alive now. Now I'm going to go to this story where I'll show you that the polls have the right idea. And that is right here. It's on Breitbart. Let me see if I can't find it. Oh, I hope I've got it. I'll get it for you here. I'll just give you the drift of the story. Here it is, yes. Exclusive to Breitbart. And I just found out yesterday, by the way, that Andrew Breitbart, who's no longer with us, he died rather mysteriously and young, but he was apprenticed to Matt Drudge, who's Jewish, and Andrew Breitbart, Jewish. Breitbart has the best news for patriots anywhere. Exclusive to Breitbart. Polish government. Trump's perceived friendliness, in quotes, with Russia, no concern after Warsaw speech. Here it goes. Polish government sources have told Breitbart News in an exclusive that their nation's concerns over President Trump's relationship with Russia, quote, evaporated, unquote, during his recent trip to Warsaw. That's big stuff. The president, who spoke for 35 minutes in the Polish capital last week, still faces claims of so-called Russian collusion from the U.S. and British press. Meanwhile, those on the NATO front lines in Europe have declared their belief that front lines, meaning these Baltic nations and these Central European nations, their belief that the U.S. president will continue to stand with America's NATO allies. Speaking to Breitbart News, Senator Anna Maria Anders, who also serves as the Polish government's plenipotentiary for international dialogue, said, President Trump was incredibly well received. There was a huge amount of excitement and anticipation about his visit, and we were not disappointed. His speech was incredibly well received by everyone. It was amazing in that it was patriotic, nonpartisan, and non-divisive. Before his visit, critics said that his visit would isolate Poland from the European Union. Not at all. Unity was a main focus of his speech, along with traditional values. Asked whether the visit allayed fears promoted by the U.S. press, as well as concerns fueled by Donald Trump during the campaign itself, that the United States would abandon its NATO allies, Ms. Anders remarked, quote, "There is a definite feeling in Poland that the White House and the U.S. stand together." And you see, Poland, she says, Poland had mixed feelings about Trump when he won the presidency. We were worried about his comments about NATO being obsolete and worried about his apparent friendliness with Putin and Russia. I mean, listen to this next sentence, folks. These are adults over in Poland. All those fears evaporated with this visit. Game, set, match. These are people that get it. When they hear plain English or plain Polish, they've got enough brains to realize what they just heard. And here's what they just heard. Just listen to this for just a moment, if you will. We'll turn from the Beach Boys. And I think this is it right here, right about here. Listen to this. This is what they heard on Thursday in Kaczynski Square, in the heart of Poland, the heart of Warsaw.
Became great, not because of paperwork and regulations, but because people were allowed to chase their dreams and pursue their destinies. Americans, Poles, and nations of Europe value individual freedom and sovereignty. We must work together to confront forces, whether they come from inside or out, from the south or the east, that threaten over time to undermine these values and to erase the bonds of culture, faith, and tradition that make us who we are.
Cheers. Cheers from
the floor. If left unchecked, these forces will undermine our courage, sap our spirit, and weaken our will to defend ourselves and our societies. But just as our adversaries and enemies of the past learned here in Poland, we know that these forces, too, are doomed to fail if we want them to fail. And we do indeed want them to fail.
Now, remember, these people are...
They are doomed not only because our alliance is strong, our countries are resilient, and our power is unmatched. Through all of that, you have to say everything is true. Our adversaries, however, are doomed because we will never forget who we are. And if we don't forget who we are, we just can't be beaten. Americans will never forget. The nations of Europe will never forget. We are the fastest and the greatest community. There is nothing like our community of nations. The world has never known anything like our community of nations. We write symphonies. We pursue innovation. We celebrate our ancient heroes, embrace our timeless traditions and customs, and always seek to explore and discover brand new frontiers. We reward brilliance, we strive for excellence, and cherish inspiring works of art that honor God. We treasure the rule of law and protect the right to free speech and free expression.
I'll pause it right there. Now, remember, folks, these people that are understanding and getting it, as we hope folks will get it here in America, they don't speak English. They speak Polish. And they're listening to this being said in English. But they get it. Imagine how much Paul and George, we'd get it if President Duda said the same words to us in Polish. Would we be giving him standing ovations and cheering? And
you have a point. I find Polish to be unintelligible. I'm part Polish.
We'll be back, folks, right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now is still the same, and the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now, realize.
We're back, folks, and thank you for joining us. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Let me just see whether we have any callers waiting right now. We might actually have a caller here. It might be Charles in Long Island. Let me hang on there. Let me confirm that with the engineer. Engineer, do we have Charles in Long Island? Okay. Charles, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You think you've had enough time to recover? Or,
Charles,
last night.
Well, no, Charles, I have one question for you. I'm not going to cut you off. Charles, thank you. You're making a good start. I know this is your show, Charles, and I know I'm interrupting you. I apologize, okay? Since it is your show, I will send you the invoice for the bill, you know, for the show this month. I know you'll be happy to cover it. It's $500, and you can pay all of it, okay? And then you can talk.
Getting robbed.
Talk a lot. Okay, Charles, I pay it out of my own pocket, Charles. Thank you very much. I have one question for you. Who, just name me a name without giving a speech, what person has done more for your future life, your freedom, your safety, and your children and your descendants than Donald Trump? I want to hear one name.
A lot of people.
Okay. Name one.
Trump is
name
not
one.
Even on my list. Trump is not
name,
even... Name one. Yes. I'll just say Eustace Mullins, okay? That's just one. Eustace Mullins.
Okay.
I can name a lot.
Okay, I was
more.
A personal friend.
But you probably
personal
wouldn't
friend
even know who they were.
I'm a personal friend when he was alive of Eustace Mullins. I personally got Eustace Mullins to the conference that I organized in New Orleans.
Eustace Mullins? Now look, let me ask you a question.
Did you know about Trump's brother,
who was in the Jewish fraternity?
Okay, Charles.
Did you know that?
Charles, have a nice life. We'll talk to you sometime in the distant future. So Charles Folks was unable to answer my question. Eustace Mullins, okay, I'm a personal friend of Eustace Mullins, as Paul Fromm, also a friend of Eustace. Folks, that was a very acute and facetious answer from Charles. Eustace Mullins, as great a man as he was, and as excellent as his writing was and so on, Eustace himself, if he were here, would say, what a ridiculous answer, that I have done more for your future. Eustace's work, how many Americans know of the existence of Eustace Mullins? It's a very, very small group. And Eustace would be the first to say Donald Trump, and Eustace would say, Donald Trump has revolutionized the future for all of us. So Charles, you did not give an answer. And what I was asking you was, what person on the national stage, what person on the world stage has done more for your future? And I assure you, you can't name such a person. That person doesn't exist. Now, let me go to some happy news here so we don't get tangled up in an hour talking about what's wrong with Charles's thinking. The American Renaissance Conference is coming up on July 28th, 29th, and 30th in just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. I think I'm going to be there. It is sold out. This is all in the category of great news. Not that I'm going to be there. It's sold out. You can't get tickets. However, you can go. And I think I will be there. There will be a bunch of us from the American Freedom Party at Montgomery Bell State Park, 45 minutes west of the Nashville airport, out in the country. And it is going to be a beautiful event. If you want to find out more about it, go to amren.com, amren.com, AmericanRenaissance.com, and you'll find in a box there on the right side of the screen the details of the conference, speakers that will be there. But we in the American Freedom Party will be there, and we'll have a table. It's a chance to meet you. I say all this with a caveat. There won't be any seats. It's sold out. At least 400 tickets have been sold. This will be the biggest event in a long time in our cause. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of this good news.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks, and bringing you some good news. The American Renaissance Conference, now an annual event, used to be semi-annual, an annual event, will take place July 28, 29, and 30. I'll give you confirmation when I know that I will be there, but it might be a chance for folks who want to get together to meet up. The only caveat being you won't be able to listen to the talks unless Jared Taylor comes up with something really innovative, like speakers out in the halls or out in the parking lot, or the he might come up with something really novel. But there are 400 packed seats, sold tickets, no tickets available. This will be our biggest event in a long time. The I organized an event in 2005. Paul Fromm was there, and Paul was there in 2004 at the previous event. And Eustace Mullins, I actually paid for the transportation to get Eustace Mullins to the event and get him home. I had to buy him an airplane ticket. I had arranged a ride for Eustace, Charles, there in Long Island. And when that ride fell through, I went and raised $500 in 15 minutes to get to pay for an airplane ride for Eustace back to Virginia, a good friend. And the at that event where Paul was there, Eustace was there, our attendance was 425. That stands as the largest pro-white movement event in memory. I'm hoping Jared can surpass it at the end of this month. He's already sold 400 tickets. So if there are a whole bunch of us there who didn't I'll buy a ticket. I'll pay the money, even if I don't have a seat. But the I hope, Paul, that Jared, wouldn't it be incredible if like 500 or 600 people show up?
Oh, yes. This is great.
Yeah. I mean, and it's a wonderful park. It's a huge state park. It's, you know, got everything, canoeing, you know, bicycling, trails, water, everything for the children. And there are plenty of motels and hotels right in the vicinity. So there's plenty of room to stay. The hotel right there in the state park is completely sold out.
Well, nobody will have the time for that. These conferences are wall to wall, and you're going to want to socialize with people. I can't imagine anybody saying, oh, gee, I think I'll have to go on bicycling. There's just too much to be done at these conferences.
Yeah, and I know, you know, at the conference I mentioned there in New Orleans, which I had organized for Dr. David Duke, the you know, we had people. One of my jobs, sitting at the back of the hall with Willis Cardo and his wife. I was sitting at the very back, so that, you know, the audience couldn't see me, but I could see the speaker, and the speaker could see me. If somebody started going over like 40 minutes with their talk, I did a big T from the back there, like, you know, sit down. We don't want to hear anybody for 45 minutes, because, you know, we want to meet you. We want to hear a little from you. This audience already is up to speed on everything. We want to, you know, go fast and meet you and get the next guy up and the next guy. And then, even more importantly, Paul knows this, we want actually to get out of this hall so that we can then circulate and talk with each other, which is the most important part of this event. So I'm not going to miss any speeches at all. I want to talk to you guys, you folks and gals out there. And so to me, at our conferences, the real action, the real excitement is outside the speaking room and in the lobbies and the dining rooms and the, you know, the verandas. That's where the event really occurs for me. So I'll keep you updated on that. Let's see. So I'll let you know for sure, you know, that I'm going when I'm sure that I'm going. I think right now it looks like about 90% that I'll go. And encouraging there. I arranged a talk last night in New York City. This is the kind of thing we can do, folks. You know, I found out that our guest, Simon Roach, who's been on this show several times and educating us about what's going on in South Africa, he was in York, Pennsylvania, and didn't have any engagements. Nobody was scheduling him to do anything. And I realized our American Freedom Party guys were having a meeting in Manhattan. So, bingo. A phone call to Simon, and he jumps in his car, and last night he was in Manhattan for a great meeting and made some great connections. Then I called up Bill Johnson, our chairman, who said, well, gee, Jamie, I'll be in Philadelphia. I'm flying into Philadelphia on Tuesday. So one more phone call. Simon now pops down from New York to spend all day with Bill Johnson in Philadelphia. And that was huge. And more connections were made. I don't know if I can convey all of them to you, but some other big connections were made. And another big connection, I said to Simon, why don't you come to Ameren? He's coming to Ameren. So Simon will be there, Simon Roach. So if you want to really get a direct connection to the Zeitlanders and what's going on in South Africa, you can talk to Simon Roach. He'll have a table there. AFP will have our table. We'll probably be side by side. And then more connections. A fellow American Freedom Party director is going to have meet up with Simon in Memphis right after the event at Montgomery Bell State Park. So there you go, folks. All of that happening in short order. Now let me go to a news story. Go ahead. Who is that?
I was front page in the National Post today in Canada. That's Canada's leading kind of neocon, slightly mushy conservative newspaper. A big smear job on the fact that many of us have, they say recently, but actually it's like goes back years, fly the old Canadian flag, the red ensign. And it's been at protests recently. The alt-right people are using it. Some young guys went, confronted some natives in Ottawa, in Halifax, and Can I call you back? Hello? Yeah, confronted some natives because they wanted to take down the statue of Lord Cornwallis because they were very respectful, but they threw the Canadian flag, they sang God Save the Queen. Well, they may well be kicked out of the Canadian Navy, which has zero tolerance for racism. I mean, what's racism about celebrating our past? But anyway, the National Post was bemoaning the fact that so many of these right-wing groups are flying the red ensign, and oh, boo-hoo-hoo, in fact, typical smear, they can't stick to the truth, but on the front page it says, notorious white nationalist Paul Fromm has campaigned to have the red ensign returned as Canada's flag, calling it the flag of the true Canada, the European Canada, before the treasonous European replacement schemes brought in by the 1965 immigration policies. Anyway, and they also said in many far right places, both the Confederate flag and the red ensign are flown. Boo-hoo. But I'm extremely happy because this shows that after 30 years of effort, a lot of people are picking it up. And young people, those folks who were protesting in Halifax were all under 30.
Paul, you used a magic word right there, a poisonous word, replacement. Let me connect your, that's a very good story there on the red ensign. And what a beautiful flag. The long may it wave. Here's a story from France. And the term here in French, it's they call it le grand remplacement, the great replacement. And they've taken their word. I wonder whether they got this from Wilmot Robertson, who wrote in 1972. He released a book that took him 10 years to write, The Dispossessed Majority. And replacement and dispossession, really they're the same word. But here's this story. Listen to this story from France. The Roman Catholic Archbishop of Strasbourg, Luc Ravel, 60 years old, and he was a bishop of the Diocese of the French Armed Forces before becoming Archbishop of Strasbourg, has called attention to the demographic shift in France, saying Muslims are having far more children than native French, and slammed the widespread promotion of abortion. The Archbishop of Strasbourg went against the grain, blah, 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 etc. He said the rising birth rate of Muslims in France was leading to what prolific French writer Renaud Camus has termed le grand remplacement, the great replacement. Your term there, Paul. French conservative, I'll skip a little here. Muslim believers know very well that their birth rate is such that today the Muslims call it the great replacement. They tell you in a very calm, very positive way that one day all of this, it will be ours, said the Archbishop. The concept of the great replacement was coined in 2010 in a speech given by Renaud Camus, and then later in his 2011 book, The Great Replacement. Camus defined the great replacement as the transition of a society, often through mass migration in a few generations, in which the names of places remain the same, but the people and their values totally change. Camus called the current mass migration policies in Europe the biggest shift in peoples and their values since the barbarian invasions in the 3rd century, which led to the collapse of the Western Roman Empire.
And this was 60 years ago, Camus?
This is a different Camus. Coincidentally, Renaud Camus. Okay. Maybe related, I don't know. I don't think so. This term, the great replacement, has been adopted by the right wing in France, including by Marine Le Pen.
Yeah, we're always the right wing, James.
The mayor of Béziers, Robert Ménard, also used the term earlier this year when referring to the high number of Muslim students in the schools of Béziers. A court fined Mayor Ménard, they fined the mayor, 2,000 euros for his comments after finding him guilty of, altogether now, hate speech. anti-mass migration youth movement is also an advocate of Camus' theory and uses it as a basis for their rejection of the open borders policies of those on the left. And
so if you you object to being exterminated, that's hate.
And now let's go to Italy for another great story. This is all in Breitbart. You don't look, you know, in the legacy press for any of these stories. Italians say the government is committing, here's your word, Paul, ethnic replacement. I don't know what it is in Italian. I'll think about that for a moment. The majority of Italians want to see migrant arrivals stopped completely and believe that the use Soli law being pushed by Italy's globalist government is ethnic replacement, enacted to boost the proportion of left-wing voters in the nation. The ruling Democratic Party in Italy said that passing the long-awaited Ius Soli, meaning law of the soil in Latin bill, which would make it much easier for second-generation immigrants to gain citizenship, would send in an important message that migrants are an integral part of society. Now, and Paul, you're more of an expert on this than I am, but Ius Soli means, if you were, that is a term for, what do they call it, birthright citizenship. If your mother had you when you were in Los Angeles, now, even though you're from Guatemala, you're an American. The other view is, and I forget the Latin for blood, but it's the use of maybe sanguineous. I don't know what the term is, but it's the law of the blood.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah. And of course, that's what, you know, our ancestors believed in forever and ever. And that's what is right and natural. A survey in Italy found that 2/3 of Italians disapprove of this Ius Soli law of the soil. 1/3 are in favor. So this is like, you know, our views are, you know, the views of common sense, let's put it that way, are sweeping our people. A majority of Italians say they consider this change to be part of an ongoing attempt to ethnically replace the Italian people.
Cleansing there, James.
Yep. And then 70% of the poll respondents said they disagree strongly with the statement, quote, Italy must welcome the Africans who are arriving in boats.
and there you have it.
Yeah.
So they would rather have the Carthaginians.
Yeah, so, you know, good news from Poland, good news from France, good news out of the church from a new archbishop. Oh, this is encouraging, George and Paul. He was elevated to his Archbishop of Strasbourg position. Luke Ravel is his name, 60 years old. So by those standards, he's a young man. He was elevated by Pope Francis. So, and he's not like he was an unknown quantity. He had already made some strong statements in the magazine of the French Armed Forces Diocese about how he called abortion the thermonuclear bomb in our society. So strong views, and nevertheless elevated by Pope Francis.
This is great stuff, James. Paul had mentioned, we're pretty fierce critics of Pope Frank, and this is an oddity that a man that makes that much sense would be going up the ranks instead of down. I'm surprised he didn't send him to Devil's Island to spend the rest of his life, you know, eating bugs and beetles.
Yeah, and all of this happened, by the way. Donald Trump was sworn in on January 20th. Pope Francis elevated Luke Ravel on February 18th, a month later. So all of that good news. Let me see if we can't get a phone call in here before we run out of time. We've got Danny in Tennessee, where the American Renaissance Conference will be held. And we've also, well, let's go to Danny right now. Danny, are you there? Oh, Danny, my fault. And if you can call back in quickly, go ahead and do so. We'll put you on the air. And I hope you're going to be at the American Renaissance Conference, Montgomery Bell State Park, 45 minutes west of the Nashville airport. And the only thing between me and getting to that event is airfare. I think I can do it. And that, of course, leaves a line open there if somebody wants to call in at 800-313-9443. Let's see, what other, Paul, that's a great story about the Red Ensign, and well done on getting into the newspaper with that great story. Thank you.
And so many people, you know, it really is being picked up. In fact, what really stuns them is that it is now Canada's equivalent of the Confederate flag. Any group flying that is basically saying, you know, we're white nationalists and we're proud of our history and our country. And no, we don't want multiculturalism, diversity, or any of that suicidal stuff. And they're worried because it's young people. It's not just a few old geezers saying, I thought.
Yes. We'll come right back to the Canadian Red Ensign right after this break.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided.
We're back, folks, with our final segment of the program. And I don't know whether Danny made it back in. But Danny, if you're out there, we'd love to have you on in our final segment here. We're talking about the Canadian Red Ensign. The beautiful flag. Some of you younger listeners out there, you may have no real recollection, or in your mind's eye, you may not be picturing the Canadian Red Ensign. But Paul, that was such a beautiful flag, which went. I think the Liberals hauled it down. Was it in 65?
65, and that's the same year they changed our immigration policy, which was the same, which threw the doors open to the Third World, and that was the same year, of course, America did that, and with its immigration policy, that I guess the term these days is branding. And I think the evil conspirators who did this in Canada realized that the red ensign was a powerful contradiction to what they would start selling a generation later, and that was that this was a multicultural, multiracial, diverse society. And in fact, that red ensign with its British Union Jack up in the left-hand corner, which has the Christian cross, indicates where our political system, our laws are British. Then there's the French, the Irish, and the English symbols in there, and there's a lot more. But that points to a Canada that's European.
It's arguably a flag even more beautiful than our own American flag, folks, because it does have it. These are interesting terms of heraldry. The British Union Jack is in what's called the Canton, which is where our stars are in our flag, and then it says defaced, meaning marked, with the shield of the coat of arms of Canada. As Paul just mentioned, in that coat of arms you have four great peoples of Canada, mentioned in what's called the escutcheon. You've got the three golden lions of England, the symbol of King Richard I. The next square, the red lion rampant of Scotland from the reign of William I. And then you have the Irish harp of Tara, and then the golden fleur-de-lis of Royal France since the time of Jacques Cartier. So you've got, the Irish, the French, the Scottish, and the English. What a great, compendium of who we talked about at the beginning of the show, who we are. Donald Trump talked about it. We will never forget who we are. Well, who are we, folks? Are we Somalians? Are we Nigerians? Are we Jamaicans? I don't think so. Go ahead, Paul.
See, if you're going to pull off a revolution, you've got to change the flag. Like in communist Russia and communist China, Russia, when they replaced the Tsar, they replaced the flag that united Russians under the Tsar, and then the hammer and sickle. That makes sense. The arch conspirators, suggesting anything too wacky, but it was a conspiracy. Kevin MacDonald deals with that in his book, The Culture of Critique.
And Paul, I mean, it was overwhelmingly Jewish. Yes, yeah. The overthrow, I mean, there were boatloads of people like Lev Bronstein, a.k.a. Leon Trotsky, who pulled that off. And, of course, that was very clear, and we're not shy about talking about that. We'll carry this over to tomorrow night, folks. Thank you for joining us. Paul, thank you. Well done. George, thank you. See you all tomorrow night.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.